Welcome, Alana Rizzo. Alana, thanks for jumping on.
My pleasure. Hello.
Hey, how about that performance by the Bishop last night, Rich Hill?
It was a good performance. He got into a little bit of trouble there in the fifth and sixth inning. Chris Davis, obviously a very good hitter already with 32 home runs on the year. But Rich Hill's performed very well since coming off the disabled list. I asked him after the game if he thought that Chris Davis was kind of sitting on a curveball there, and that's why he elected to go with the fastball. And, you know, he didn't necessarily like that pitch, but he didn't like the walks even more. But he gave this team a chance to win. He left with a lead, and give credit where credit is due as well to the Dodgers bullpen. They continue to perform very well, and give credit to the offense as far as being able to manufacture some runs in the early innings, one run the first three innings of the game, and then Matt Kemp with some insurance there in the later innings.
I know if we would have said before the season that this would be a big series with the Oakland A's at Dodger Stadium, right?
In Oakland,
people would have laughed it off. But for them to go out there and beat this team, this is one of the hottest team in baseball, the Athletics. This is a good win for the Dodgers.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because you look at the Athletics and it's a young, very gritty team. Obviously, everybody always wants to talk about the payroll when it comes to the Dodgers because they have one of the highest in the league, but they also want to talk about it on the other end, too, with Oakland. They have one of the lowest payrolls in the league, but it's a very young, gritty team. I mean, I think anything, barring a miracle, I think Bob Melvin is the American League Manager of the Year if they continue to do this. And I think the Athletics are a team that are used to coming from behind. I mean, before the game yesterday, this was a team that had won six in a row. They had won seven of their last 10 games. And a lot of those have been come from behind wins. So they don't get nervous when they get down as far as the score is concerned. And it was a very good win for the Dodgers. I mean, this is a team that could very well, you know, continue to push for that postseason. They're still six games behind the Houston Astros at this point in the American League West. But it's a very good club. So the Dodgers coming into Oakland and getting the first one, an opportunity to sweep a very short two-game series, is always a good measuring stick for a team that, again, is trying to go to the postseason for the sixth straight year.
Alana Rizzo, our insider with us on AM 570 LA Sports. So did Matt Kemp buy everybody dinner last night after we finally got a hit?
It was funny, you know, we were talking about it on the broadcast after he broke out of that 1-for-37 slump when he got to first base and celebrated as if, you know, it was the biggest hit of his career. But, you know, he hasn't been mired in a slump like that all season long. And give him credit, it took him until August to get into a slump like that. And I certainly think that Matt Kemp was relieved. But the thing about Matt Kemp is that he hasn't changed his approach at all. He's not changing the way that, you know, he's standing in the batter's box. He's not changing his stance. He's still getting a walk, which is something that they wanted him to concentrate more on. And it's so hard in this game to continue to trust the process. You hear that cliche so much, but it's so hard to continue to do that when you're not getting the results. And hopefully that base hit and insurance run yesterday is a sign of good things to come for Matt offensively.
What about Brian Dozier? What is the plan moving forward? Is he going to play every day? They're going to rest him once in a while. What are they going to do with him?
I think the thing with Brian Dozier is that so far he's had a tremendously strong start in a Dodgers uniform. And the last couple of years, he has really trended upwards as far as offense the second half of the season. So this is a guy that gets hot in the second half of the season, and he's proven that already in a Dodgers uniform. He's going to probably play second base every single day. Of course, they're going to give him a couple of days off here and there because they just have so many guys that need playing time. I mean, they have so many guys that can play different positions that he'll usually be in there against a left-hander, but he's also going to see some time against right-handers as well. Against left-handers, you'll primarily see him in the leadoff spot. Against right-handers, expected him to be further down in the order, probably in the fifth or sixth spot. But I would imagine Brian Dozier is going to get the bulk of the playing time at second base moving forward.
Yeah, and you have to remember that a couple of years ago, that was the guy the Dodgers wanted. It took them a while, but they finally got the guy. And obviously, they knew what they were talking about.
No question about it. And he has been in trade talks with this team for a couple of years. But at the time, the Minnesota Twins were asking for too much as far as prospects that the Dodgers were not willing to give up. And give the front office a little bit of credit here as far as the acquisition of Brian Dozier, who is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. So is he going to be a rental just for the rest of this season, or are they going to see him in a Dodgers uniform moving forward? But they didn't have to give up the highly touted prospects that they were going to have to give up 2 years ago. So they still get their guy, albeit a couple of years later, But if he can help them get to the postseason and get, you know, ultimately win the series championship, which is the ultimate goal for this team at this point, then certainly the 2 years were worth the wait, and they didn't have to give up as much to get him.
As we go forward, you know, when the Dodgers got Machado, most people thought, okay, they're the team to beat in the West. They're not running away with anything. It looks like there's going to be a Arizona sticking around. You know, there's going to be a struggle, a fight to the end. Mm-hmm. How does this team feel to you compared to last year? I mean, I really thought they were going to make the World Series a year ago. I'm not so sure now, even with the moves, which I like. How does this team feel to you at this point?
Well, I don't know that the wild card is going to come out of the National League West this year. I think the way that the division is that it's a little bit of a weaker division this year than it was last year. So I think you have to win your division in order to be able to get into the postseason. I don't know that the wild card spots are coming out of the West. So that being said, you have a lot of incentive to win your division. I mean, this was a team last year that rattled off 104 regular season wins. That's not going to be the case this year for anybody in the National League West. I think Colorado sticks around, but I honestly don't think Colorado has the pitching to sustain. I definitely think Arizona sticks around as well. So I do think it's going to be a battle, to your point. I think it's going to be a three-horse race to the end of this thing. It doesn't seem like anybody is pulling away at this point. They're all, you know, the three of those teams at the top are neck and neck. I believe Colorado is 2.5 games out of first, the Dodgers back in first place right now ahead of Arizona. So I don't think that it's going to be as much of a definitive absolutely this team is going this year. I think they have to win the West, but I do think they'll win the West. I think eventually they will pull away enough, and it's going to be a very interesting September, I will say that. I think the Dodgers win the West. I think they go to the postseason, but I don't think it's going to be an absolute runaway.
You know, one final question before we let you go, and winning the West, winning September, Julio Urias. Now, Dave Roberts says that he should be ready to go and in the bullpen later this month?
Absolutely. They do expect him to be back. He's already been throwing to hitters. He's already been participating in some real Arizona, you know, not summer league, but Arizona fall league games, that type of stuff, with facing live hitters, that type of situation. So he's touching 93 miles an hour on that fastball. The calendar is against them as far as having Julio Urias as a starter. So what they're thinking is that he's going to be back either by the end of this month or a little bit at the beginning of September. Obviously, after September call-ups, anybody can come up. But they're going to see him as a bullpen piece to probably give them about 3 innings at a time. Eventually, though, they see him absolutely as a starter. So 2019 and moving forward, Julio Urias will be a starter in this rotation. But because of the timeline and the calendar, he's coming out of the bullpen in probably about 3 to 4 weeks.
All right, Clayton Kershaw on the Hill tonight for the Dodgers. Alana, thanks so much for jumping on.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good day.